Welcome both teams to this fourth round of the 2006 NHD High School National Championship. This is the 16th overall round of the tournament. This game features Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. It's their A team from Alexandria, Virginia, versus Catholic Central High School from Novi, Michigan.
Detroit.
All right, let's have the players ring in to check their buzzer themselves. Tell me what subject you think is most hideously overrepresented in quiz bowl.
Scott, anything science.
Science. All right.
Charlotte, anything sports.
Neil, Eurocentric history. Evan, the V smile.
Carl, C, math. I don't like it.
Come on now.
Oh, I'm Joel, and, anthropology.
Stuff you don't know.
Two questions a tournament.
Yeah. Especially pull out structural functionalism.
Eric, and probably sports as well, yes.
Two of them, Tom and Matt.
Alright.
Oh, come on.
Alright, good luck to both teams.
So all I have to do is be awesome.
And we're ready to start with toss one. Its lunar namesake extends from the Sea of Serenity that was the leading skip.
Venus.
No, mine's fine. And was landing site of Apollo 15. From Catabona Pass, it extends for 900 miles to the southeast. Its highest peak is the 9,554-foot high Corno Grande, part of the mountain group San Gran Sasso. And its northern subranges include the Umbrian, Ligurian, and Tuscan. For 10 points, in this backbone of Italy.
Apennines.
Correct.
Good job.
Sunday Morning isn't just about boring political talk shows. For 10 points each, in the episode Sunday Mornings of this Showtime series, a reaper named Roxy starts a religion when an argument over a parking ticket gets out of hand.
Oh, God.
Captain.
Her.
Okay, it's dead like me. This band's song Sunday Morning reflects that the morning light has revealed that the unnamed addressee has changed since yesterday without any warning.
Mamas and the Papas.
No doubt. This man, CBS's poet in residence and bow tie aficionado, has hosted CBS Sunday Morning since 1994.
The old guy about you.
Captain.
Schieffer.
Charles Osgood. No
yes. Come on.
Pencil and paper ready. At noon, Fred sets off on a 60-mile journey, traveling at an average speed of 52.8 feet per second. One can quickly determine Fred's time of arrival by noticing the 52.8 is strangely reminiscent of the number of feet in a mile, 5,280. In fact, Fred travels exactly 1 mile every 100 seconds. Based on that speed and appropriate conversions, for 10 points, what time is it when Fred arrives?
No.
140? 140, yes. Hey. Reaction series. How rocks form. For 10 points each, the reactions begin with this silicate solution.
Lime.
Magma. For products form as this property of magma changes.
Temperature.
The cooling of magma produces orthoclase, muscovite, and ultimately this mineral, whose varieties include onyx and jasper.
That's quartz.
Quartz.
Correct. Toss up. This character, unlike a goddess, treads on the ground when she walks and has a voice that is less pleasing than music. Her cheeks do not appear to be red and white damask roses, and her head is surrounded by black wires. Finally, the redness of her lips compares unfavorably to that of coral. For 10 points, the subject of William Shakespeare.
Dark Lady?
Yes.
Good job.
Answer these questions about the Republican Party's first presidential campaign. For 10 points, whom did the Republicans nominate for president in 1856?
Scott?
Fremont. The Republican slogan for that campaign used a pun on Fremont's name to promise 4 free items. For 5 points, brains are over the 4 free items, which were borrowed from an earlier political party that had nominated Martin Van Buren.
Free soil, free men, free land. Free land, free soil, free men, free states. Free land, free soil, free men, free states.
Free soil, free speech, free labor, free men. So, 10 points on the box.
Come on.
This hydraulic engineer began his career at a remote power station. Time spent in poor rural areas made him relatively unknown to Western analysts until he was named party chief of the autonomous region of Tibet. Major issues during his time as head of state have included relations with an ostensible 20th province and the SARS outbreak. For 10 points, name this president of China.
Fujian Tao.
Correct.
Good job.
For 10 pinpoint the existing Scottish island groups. This chain, subdivided into inner and outer groups, lies off Scotland's northwestern coast.
Inner Hebrides.
Hebrides.
Kirkwall is the most populous town in this group that is separated from the Scottish mainland by the Pentland Firth. Yep. The mainland is the name of the largest island of this group, which passed from Norse and Scottish control in 1472 after the non-payment of a marriage dowry.
Shetlands.
30 points.
Good job. Good job, Scott.
This region is only worth money during the second phase of the railroading name 1835. It is the only part of France where the Concordat of 1801, which subsidizes religious education, is still in effect, because that Concordat was revoked in 1905. Desire for this area, known after 1871 as Lothringen, fueled French entry into World War I. For 10 points in this pair of provinces.
That's awesome, man.
For 10 points each, give these terms for one of X. This is the constant proportionality between the total electric flux through a closed surface and the total electric charge within it.
Flux to charge. Capacitance.
Permittivity. Derived from the differential form of Gauss's law, this equation gives the electric potential for a given charge distribution.
Ampere's law.
Ampere's law.
Poisson's equation. This inverse square law gives the magnitude and direction of the electrostatic force between two
Coulomb's.
Charges.
Yeah, Coulomb's law.
The male face on the right wears a necklace with a cross, a yellow shirt, and a pinkish purple cap. The hand near the center of the painting bears a ring with a single red stone and holds a bunch of flowers up to the mouth of a white goat. That goat also appears in the back.
I'm the village?
Yes.
Yeah.
In June 2005, U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a landmark
the village,
file-sharing
I should
case.
Go.
But in point each, the court ruled this file-sharing service could be sued for copyright infringement and shut down its website in November.
Cousin? Or New Hampshire? Or Morphic? I'm sorry.
Captain.
Kaza.
Grokster. This movie company was named as the plaintiff in the Supreme Court case, though it was the leader of a large coalition of entertainment companies.
MGM Universal.
No, MGM. This IT billionaire and owner of the Dallas Mavericks pledged to fund Grokster's fight in front of the Supreme
Cuban.
Court. Yes, for 10 points.
Come on.
This man speculated that atoms consist of charged particles and won a Nobel Prize with his student, Peter Zeeman, for predicting the effects of...
Lawrence?
Yes, 15. For 10 points, he's named these Asian nations given their first prime minister, Lee Kuan Yew, from 1959 to 1990.
South Korea.
Singapore. Jawaharlal Nehru, from 1972.
India.
Mujibur Rahman, from 1972 to 1974.
Bangladesh.
That's right, 20 points. The first day was a draw as Confederate General Braxton Bragg failed to smash the Union's 21st Corps. On the second day, however, a hole in Union Commander William Rosecrans' line was exploited by James Longstreet's Confederates to force a hasty retreat back to Chattanooga.
Chickamauga?
Yes.
Good job.
For 10 points each, two British authors were schoolmasters. Teaching at a Wales prep school inspired this Brightside Revisited author to write Decline and Fall.
Sure.
Given.
Evelyn Waugh. He called his last poem, The Age of Anxiety, a Baroque eclogue. Captain.
No answer.
Born to John Wilson, he published novels like A Clockwork Orange under a pen name composed of a student.
Anthony Burgess.
Burgess.
Yes.
Come on.
Awesome. According to the Secretum Maim, this wife of Mugi de Sade rejected the author because she was already married. On May
19th. Ishtar?
What?
Ishtar?
Minus five. On May 19th, 1348, that would-be seducer wrote that this woman, illustrious for her virtues and celebrated in my poems, had died from the Black Death in Avignon. The 366 sonnets of the Canzoniere were written.
Laura.
Correct. Of the four largest lakes by surface area, entirely within Canada, two are in the Northwest Territories, one is in Manitoba, and one straddles up further than Saskatchewan. For 10 points each, name any three of those four
Great
lakes.
Bear, Great
Winnipeg,
Slave,
Great Slave. And, yeah. Winnipeg, Great Slave.
Yeah. Great Slave, Great Bear, Winnipeg.
30 points. Awesome. In October 2005, the Senate voted 90-9 to support this man's bill establishing the U.S. Army Field Manual on Interrogation as standard practice and requiring all interrogators to follow the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The hardships of 1967... Pardon?
McCain.
Yes, 15.
Good job.
In 1917, the Society of Independent Artists held an exhibition that excluded a sculpture named by this man. For 10 points each, named as pioneer of Dada.
Marcel Duchamp. Duchamp.
The rejected Duchamp work was not considered art by the Society, as it was simply an inverted urinal signed on a month.
Fountain.
Yes. Duchamp coined this term for the kinetic sculpture.
Ready-mades.
What?
Ready-mades.
No.
Oh, damn. Oh, I should have. Sorry. Listen.
That's all paper right.
Yeah. Okay.
Two Cinderella teams faced each other in the second round of March Madness after each had pulled off a first-round upset. To find the sum of their seeds, remember that the one seed opened against the 16 seed, the two against the
25.
Yeah, that's right.
Good job!
All right.
For 10 points each, name these mathematical conjectures relating to prime numbers. While its namesake posited that any integer greater than 2 is the sum of 3 primes, Euler formulated a stronger statement that any even integer greater
Goldbach,
than 2
Goldbach.
Is the sum of 2 primes.
Goldbach?
In 1850, Chebyshev altered this conjecture, made by an innovator of elliptic integrals, that there is a prime between n squared defining n plus 1 squared defining n.
Euler?
Legendre. Posited by Euclid, still unproven, this conjecture claims that there are infinitely many primes p, such that p plus 2 is also a prime.
Prime pair conjecture.
Prime. Yeah.
Right. Come on. Prime conjecture. Okay. For 10 points. Toss up. Whig politician John Wilkes later referred to this as the peace of God for a passive all understanding. Despite his contempt, Britain received a 30-year monopoly on the New World slave trade called the Asiento, Menorca, Gibraltar, and French recognition of.
Sorry,
that was
fun.
Water.
This is a turn to CFs, but that's alright.
What was it? Only down by 35.
Okay. At the half, we have 165 for Thomas Jefferson, 120 for Catholic Central.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta help out here.
Do you have the minus 5 on which one?
Right.
Yeah.
And we got
12.
Let's go.
Any substitutions?
All right, 14. All right, 165 to 120, Catholic Central leading.
Thomas Jefferson's leading.
Oh, yeah, Thomas Jefferson. That was the best choice that you get for modern. All right. Starting with toss at 13. After being discharged from the Navy during World War II because of his schizoid personality.
Kerouac.
15.
Excellent.
For 10 points each, name these men who sacrificed their daughters. This Greek king sacrificed Iphigenia to gain favorable winds for the journey to Troy.
Agamemnon.
This biblical general sacrificed his daughter to fulfill a vow he made before defeating the Ammonite armies.
Joshua.
Jephthah. This Ethiopian king sacrificed his daughter Andromeda to spare his king in the ravages of a sea monster.
Cepheus.
20 points. Toss up.
Come on.
The first known person to undergo this technique was Bertha Pappenheim, whom physician Josef Breuer referred to by the pseudonym Anna O in studies. Anna O supposedly recalled traumatic events in her hypnosis as part of this treatment based on the interpretation of dreams and free association. For 10 points in his methodology associated with Breuer's students, he
psychoanalysis.
That's correct. Slave uprisings. In 1800, he planned a slave uprising in March on Richmond, though he was betrayed and executed before it took place.
Prosser Vesey.
Prosser.
Yes. This carpenter who purchased his freedom with money won in the street lottery, planned an uprising in Charleston, but like Prosser, he was betrayed and executed.
Vesey.
In 1831, after he had been sold to Joseph.
Nat Turner.
Yes, 30 points. Awesome. You can win if your opponent's Mawashi becomes undone. If you place him in.
Sumo wrestling.
15.
Good job.
For 10 points each, name these fictional planets. This planet is home to the giant sandworms in Frank Herbert's Dune.
Arrakis, yeah.
Arrakis.
This planet, home to Eileen Garrick and Gold Dukat, was nearly destroyed by the Founders at the end of the Dominion War as punishment for its namesake people's revolt against them.
Cardassia Prime.
In Star Wars, Emperor Strikes Back, Luke Skywalker finds Yoda in the swamp world.
Dagobah.
30 points. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after she starred in Circus Cavalcade, this woman's films were banned in her home country. In 1951, she was nearly nominated for the vice presidency, but a year later, she died of uterine cancer at the age of 33. An enormous statue of a shirtless descamisado. Correct.
Good job.
Good.
For 10 points each, answer the book, I wrote a doctor of the Catholic Church. This bishop of Hippo wrote the city of God.
Augustine.
Augustine was a pagan when he became a professor of rhetoric in this northern Italian city, but became a Christian after discussion with his bishop, Ambrose.
Bologna.
Bologna. This autobiographical work by Augustine discusses his conversion to Christianity.
Confessions.
Bologna.
Confessions.
Yes.
Four, 20
points. Time out. Time out has been called by Apple Central.
Good job, guys.
With a score of 270 to 160. 6 minutes, 47
seconds.
Yeah. No, I was thinking I should be able to me too. I honestly was. But Anna O.
Yeah.
Good song. Yeah, I'm just not going to tell a side teacher about it.
Nope. Yeah. Nah, we'll tell Nancy. She'll listen.
Mom.
Mom.
Do you have a tissue?
Yeah, Nancy will.
Yes, Nancy will.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. Could you put the clock on top of the thing? I guess my hooking can see.
Can't see it.
Mom.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm Nick G. One for Carl. And
alright, both of you ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Data timeout, 270-160, time of service leading. We're going to do toss up 17. Here we go. James Medius and Zacharias Jensen are among those who claim to have invented it. Another man petitioned the Dutch States General for a patent showing how Maurice of Nassau could use it against the armies of Philip II, but that 1608 petition was rejected. For 10 points, in this optical device that Hans Lippershey called a looker in
which... Telescope.
Correct.
The clock's not running.
That was about 12 seconds, 13, I don't know.
Well, we're going to finish this game anyway.
Okay.
Either team objects or just over time.
Yeah, we're going to finish.
Here we go. For 10 points for 1 or 15 for 2, name any two amino acids specified by the human genetic code that contain a benzene ring. Captain.
Threonine.
Phenylalanine or tryptophan are basic in water. Three answers are acceptable.
Okay.
Captain.
Isoleucine.
Lysine, arginine, or histidine.
No. Come on.
Don't worry about it.
Toss up. Biographer Diogenes Laertius claimed that this man was shrewd enough to corner the olive market before a shortage, but clumsy enough to fall into an irrigation ditch while stargazing. Herodotus credits him with introducing the practice of steering a ship by the Little Bear and predicting the solar eclipse in 585 BC. Four.
Pythagoras.
Minus five. For 10 points, in this philosopher from Miletus, who believed the world was in the
Parmenides?
No,
Thales.
Among his accomplishments were the Committee on Equal Employment Opportunity and an executive order prohibiting segregation in federal housing. It was partly set forth during an acceptance speech at the Democratic Convention in Los Angeles, and the conservative 88th Congress stalled broader reforms. But at points...
New Frontier?
That's correct. This book takes its name from my Socrates oration before an Athenian court. For 10 points each, name the 1644 pamphlet in defense of freedom of speech.
Writes a man.
Areopagitica. What 17th century epic poet wrote Areopagitica?
Milton.
Milton prefaced the work with a quotation from the Suppliants by this Greek playwright.
Sophocles.
That is Euripides. 10 points. Awesome. Most elements with this property have multiple coordination numbers and are thus better at forming covalent bonds with themselves. The best known examples occur in non-metals such as the black, white, and red forms of bonds.
Allotropes.
Correct. For 10 points each, these people involved in the 1887 assassination attempt. The target who survived was this czar, whose father and son were both assassinated.
Nicholas I.
Alexander III. One of the organizers of the attempt was Alexander Ulyanov, the older brother of this future communist leader of the Soviet Union.
That's Lenin.
This first head of state of independent Poland defeated Russia in 1924, long after he was exiled to Siberia for 5 years for his role in the plot.
Kwasniewski.
Pilsudski, 10 points. Tulasa. Between Acts 2 and 3 of this opera, the title character goes on a pilgrimage to Rome to seek absolution for a love song he performed in the Wartburg. The Pope says he can receive absolution when his staff blossoms, which it does only after this man's love, Elizabeth, is dead. For 10 points in this Richard Wagner...
Tannhauser.
Correct. For 10 points each, name these countries where protests recently occurred. Although King Gyanendra suspended the...
Nepal.
Blogger Allah Saif al-Islam was one of several dozen arrested in May 2006 in this nation while protesting against a government crackdown on judges opposed to the regime of Hosni Mubarak.
Egypt.
In May 2006, demonstrations were held around the world to commemorate the first anniversary of a massacre at Andijan, which in this nation is governed from Tashkent.
Tashkent is, Turkmenistan.
Uzbekistan. Shows on this man's TiVo included New Yankee Workshop for the possibility of major injuries and the appropriately meta choice of Blackadder. Head of Diagnostic Medicine for Princeton Plainsboro Teaching Hospital, a right guy.
House.
Yep.
Yes. Good.
For 10 points each, poets. His short poems include the Ballad of the Cranes of Ibicus and the Hymn Ode to Joy, which appears in the choral.
Schiller.
Yes. This Jewish author's long poems include Germany, A Winter's Tale, and Add a Troll, while many of his shorter lyrics are collected in the Book of Songs.
Heine.
Yes. This man's most famous verse drama begins with a world-weary title character rejecting science, religion, and magic, contemplating suicide, and then returning home followed by a stray poodle.
Rilke.
Goethe.
Time out.
Time out.
How many questions
was
are
that
left?
Was that Faust?
Four.
Yeah, I was... No. Was it?
Yeah.
There's a poodle in there? I did.
I rejected everything.
Was it school?
82-55, Thomas Jefferson.
In the head.
Joel, the score's right behind you.
What?
Joel, the score's right behind you.
I never knew that.
What?
How many questions?
I'm not here to get things and do things on
okay. You're here to
we have to go.
Answer questions, I know. You're
doing
very jolly.
You're
nice. Yeah, yeah, right.
Gotcha.
Alright. Here's the match. 3 minutes on the clock. 4 tosses to go.
Fine.
Alright. Here we go. For an ideal gas, this kind of process is represented by a hyperbola on a PV diagram, as can be deduced from Boyle's law. A long one, the heat absorbed by the working fluid is exactly equal to the work it performs.
Adiabatic.
-5. So that its internal energy is zero and its temperature remains constant. For some point is kind of process on adiabatic processes to form a Carnot cycle.
Isothermic?
That's right.
Good job.
For 15 points each, name these curiously related women. Among this actress's roles were that of Carolyn Suzanne in Identity and Lady Sieving de Winter in The Three Musketeers.
Audrey Hepburn.
Rebecca de Mornay. Among this novelist's books is Rebecca, in which the identity
Daphne du Maurier.
Yes, for 15.
All right, come on.
This World Heritage Site extends for at least 360 miles from the Hart, Barron, and Edmondson counties. Grand Avenue, Frozen Niagara, Fat Man's Misery, and the Echo River are some of the sites at this location that was once mined by
Luray Caverns?
What?
Luray Caverns?
-5. Valentine Simons for its saltpeter reserves from Backwana. For 10 points, this Kentucky National Park whose centerpiece is Elephantine Cave.
Mammoth Cave.
That's correct. For 10 points each, name these natives of the Sooner State of Oklahoma. The original Brett Maverick on television, this actor also played Jim Rockford on the Rockford Files.
James Garner.
A former baseball player who was on the stage to become a musician, scored hit albums, Rope in the Wind.
Garth Brooks.
A former Lyndon Johnson press secretary who became a well-respected journalist for the series of CBS specials, including Listening to America and Joseph Campbell and The Power of Myth.
That's Moyners.
No, Moyers. 20 points. Toss up. She is told that she is cold, sick, and silly, and that she represses her best feelings and keeps what she wants at bay. This prophecy is given to her by Mother Bunches during the visit of Blanche Ingram at Columbia Hall. She later learns that the old...
Jane Eyre.
That's correct. So-called high-temperature superconductors maintain superconductivity in temperatures above 77 kelvins. For 10 points, that temperature is significant if it's a one compound of a gas at room temperature can be used in liquid form as a relatively inexpensive coolant.
Liquid nitrogen. What? Liquid nitrogen?
Yeah.
Liquid helium.
Liquid nitrogen. The first high-temperature superconductor was a mixture of four elements discovered in 1987.
Mercury.
Captain.
I don't know.
Mercury, lithium, iron, and osmium.
Yttrium, barium, copper, oxygen, no points.
Sorry.
Orchids are the largest family in this group of plants that also includes irises and palm trees. Grasses, including bamboo.
Monocots.
15.
Thank you.
His novels include Demon Box and Last Go Round for 10 points each. Name this late American writer who is associated with the Mary Pranksters.
Vandalino.
Ken Kesey. Kesey is best known for his 1962 novel about Randall McMurphy's time in a mental institution.
One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes. This Kesey novel depicts an iconoclastic family of Oregon lumberjacks.
Oh, is this the... Not the electric coolie doesn't test. It's the,
the... Captain.
The tangerine something something.
Sometimes a great notion.
Yeah,
10
somehow.
Points. And that was the last possible.
Great game, guys.
Yes.
Great game.
I don't know anything by Bob.
Shit,
I don't know.
Whatever.
Final score, 350.
Oh, now we don't have pies, man. We gotta work.